I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello and welcome to the Must Hear Music Podcast. My name is Joe Lynch and I'm sitting here with Jason Lipschitz.
What's up, man?
And special guest, Jeff Benjamin.
Woo! Hello!
And Jeff is here with us because we have a special release today.
Yes.
There's a new BTS album and Jeff is both a K-pop expert and a South Korean... He's not South Korean, but he is a celebrity in South Korea. Basically.
Oh, true.
Come on, no.
Also... You've been on TV in South Korea.
Yeah. I've been on TV in America, too.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So he's a celebrity.
Multi-continent celeb.
I'm kidding.
That's great. But Jeff Benjamin started Billboard's K-pop column.
Yes.
How many years ago?
That was 2013.
Wow.
That's wild.
And yeah.
It's still going
I thought you were
going
to say that was 20 years ago. I'm just going to be like, it wasn't that long. It wasn't when you were born.
Oh my God.
But yeah, anyways.
Yeah.
So thanks for joining us,
of
Jeff.
Of course. Thanks for keeping K-pop alive and featuring on the podcast.
Yeah. And was it last year that BTS was on our cover?
February.
It was this year.
Yeah,
wow. Time flies.
I know. Yeah. I'm really glad we did that. And obviously they've continued to blow up since.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So proud of them. So proud.
Jeff, why don't you start us off? So there's a few songs you want to talk about, but first off, can you kind of explain how this album is sort of like a continuation of the last one, but also like kind of a sequel answer sort of situation?
Yeah, that would be definitely very valuable.
Yes, for sure. So Love Yourself Answer just dropped today. This is the third and final installment in BTS's Love Yourself series, the trilogy rather. And it all started with Love Yourself.
More iconic trilogy than Lord of the Rings,
wow.
Star Wars.
Indeed.
Sorry, I'm done interrupting. Continue.
Who? I mean, I think we all agree. But yeah, BTS, they started with Love Yourself, Her. That was in fall 2017. That's when they got their first top 10 album on the Billboard 200. They got their first chart hit with DNA, and then they got their first top 40 chart hit with Mic Drop. Fast forward to then, and that was more, you know, it was about love. It was exciting. It was upbeat. Fast forward to Love Yourself, Tear, which came out earlier this year. Jason's
now
making
all fake love, some would say.
Well, yes, Tear, as the name would embody, it was more as a darker album. It was showing the other sides of love, you know, sort of the more somber moments. But that, as we all know, became their first number one on the Billboard 200, first top 10
big
hit
deal.
With Fake Love. And now I'm very excited because I think they're just going to kind of surpass what they did in the past with Love Yourself Answer and its new single, Idol. But to put it into perspective, it's actually being called a repackage album. And that's kind of a really common thing in K-pop, actually, and in Korea, to kind of take your most recent album release, because Love Yourself Tear only came out a couple months ago, you know, it hasn't been that long. But they kind of take what's already been released, they kind of repackage it, put it in a new format, and then add some new songs, add a new concept, take some new photos, and just, keep the love going. And so Love Yourself Answer is kind of the final step of all this, the reckoning of all the Love Yourself situations that BTS has been in.
Yeah.
And we got some awesome new music too.
Cool. Well, before we get into it, I think that one thing I'd like to point out is, look, I'm no K-pop expert, obviously. I'm looking at Jeff, who is. One thing that I appreciate about BTS, just in, you know, listening to their music and kind of following their story over the past couple years, is that I think most casual fans interact with them as like, this is a huge K-pop group that has made a dent on U.S. pop music. But I think what a lot of people miss with that is their ambition, and not only in terms of the way that they release music. I mean, look, you say that this is a commonplace thing in terms of like album repackaging. I mean, it's still pretty ambitious to like have like what's essentially like a three-part album where you divide the love songs, the kind of the hurt heart songs, the heartache songs.
The
hurt heart songs.
Where's the whiskey?
And then the resolution, this new release. I think that's really cool. And obviously, you know, we've talked at length about how they're much more socially conscious than some groups, and they're really well spoken, and they're really thoughtful with how they present themselves and their music. Like, I think that's something that kind of gets lost a little bit, and what I've is something just interacting with them in the way that I do, I really appreciate about BTS.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's an amazing point you bring up, because I think even when we've seen artists, you know, I don't know why I'm coming to Licky Lee, for example, but she technically had three albums that she called a trilogy, but that was years of releasing of music and touring and everything. BTS did this in less than a year. It really is kind of amazing. And they, keep in mind, they produce, they write, they're staying creative for sure.
Right, so it's like, come on, Licky Lee. Like,
no, stop.
BTS.
Take it up a notch.
Did what you did, and they did it in an eighth of the time.
I love Licky Lee. No hate. No hate at all.
And so, again, before we dive right into the songs, one thing I found very interesting about this, so I was talking with our other go-to K-pop writer, Tamar Herman, the other day, and she was telling me how some songs on this new release are like sort of answer songs to stuff that began on the first two releases, which I think is super interesting. Again, like what we're talking about, like a really thematically ambitious project.
Exactly. It's there's definitely, I actually want to highlight one in particular, but it's almost like, It makes it more worth it to be a fan. Not more worth it is maybe not the right way to put it.
It's a rewarding thing.
Exactly. It's like if you followed the journey, you are now, you're ending at the journey with them. And it's just like, oh my gosh, what's next now? You know?
Right.
And
well, it's like a self-referential TV show. Like people who like stuff like that, it's like a more rewarding thing.
I love that reference. Yeah. I mean, right. It becomes that much more fun and more exciting to watch rather than, you know, you're just dropping in the middle. So then it almost kind of forces you to go back even if you're a new fan. Not to say that the new stuff isn't totally like accessible in its own way, but it also has those kind of nuggets that you can kind of dig into a little deeper, which I love.
Well, I guess let's start talking about some of them. Is there a song in particular you wanted to start with?
Well, let's kick it off with Idol, the lead single, or the new single off the album, which I think I don't know. I have so many thoughts. I'm bursting out.
Yeah.
With it.
So there's two versions of it.
Two versions. Yeah. I mean, Idol, there's the version with just BTS, and then there's a version with Nicki Minaj, which was huge. Yeah. And there was actually like an early kind of like leak of this, actually. And I actually thought it was just going to be a rumor, because I was like, oh my gosh, Nicki Minaj and BTS. I was like, I cannot believe that. Like, I didn't believe it myself. But
you were like, thank goodness I was sitting down for this when it came out. It's real.
I truly was needed to sit down. I was shook. But yeah, no, they, I don't know. I just, the first thing that really like comes to me really quickly with this song, and this is kind of something I've been noticing in past BTS singles, is that there's a very, a very accessible element to the song. And I think there's sort of the saxo beat sound that goes to it. It's subtle, but not like corny saxo beat, like really like, I think, exciting saxo beat. And it has this stadium feel to it. And I almost feel like this was BTS kind of answering to their to the fact that they literally just sold out stadiums in America, or they sold out a stadium show.
Yeah.
They're playing City Field.
It's still
Field.
Wild to me.
Right. And, you know, take away even the K-pop tag. Who plays stadiums in America? Only our biggest pop acts. Bieber, yep. Gaga, Jay-Z, Beyonce. You know, like, putting BTS on that level and saying they sold out City Field in 20 minutes, you know, like, that is a remarkable accomplishment. And I think almost this song was like an answer to that, like an answer to be like, yeah, we can play stadiums.
Yeah.
Showing off a little bit.
I mean, why not flex if you got it?
What I find interesting about this song is it's such, like, sonically, it's such like a throwback to me. Like, it reminds me of like 2010, 2011.
Really?
In terms of just like that, like, kind of upbeat electro pop that, like, you know, immediately I just kind of flash back to like 2010 Kesha and like LMFAO and like Flo Rida, Tayo Cruz. Like, and I you would think that I'm saying this as like a negative, but I have like a very, I have a fondness for that moment in pop. And yeah, it's like just it's very elastic and very fun. I enjoyed it.
I would say I'm gonna caveat this before I say my opinion about the song Idol. I just protecting myself from, you know, an impending army attack.
Be nice to him.
The majority of the new songs that came out today, I do like, and I really like Trivia, Just Dance, and Euphoria quite a bit. But Idol, I'm not. Yeah, and I think kind of what you're saying, like, it, that whole, like, it does like remind me of like the LMFAO version of rap, and I'm just kind of like, I don't need more of that in my life. I mean, I never needed any of it in my life.
That's where you and I differ.
And yet I have more of it. Nikki's verse is cool. It's fine. Like, I don't think it make, but, you know, it doesn't bother me or anything, but it was just, yeah, I wasn't wild about it, honestly. Which was surprising though, 'cause that was the first one I listened to. And I was like, oh, I don't really like this. But then I listened to the rest of it, and I was like, oh, these are all very good.
Idol is definitely a little bit out of
it's
step.
It's a bit of a
rest.
Sonic outlier, for the rest of it. But Jeff.
I will say, you know, even if you think about, you know, single, big pop albums, they usually have, the single is usually the statement piece, right? And yeah. I think, and I actually really like the lyrics in particular with Idol. I like the sentiment of it where they, you know, the first line, I think RM is yelling, you know, don't call me idol, call me artist, you know. I think they're almost kind of, oh, this is like a statement piece, I felt like, at least with BTS, not only with the sounds being like stadium like ready, but also just like they're like, yeah, like, because K-pop stars, they're known as K-pop idols in Korea and in K-pop, and it's almost this idea that they're a bit untouchable, they're supposed to be perfect upon debut. He's almost like, don't call me that anymore, call me an artist, you know. And I think that's what every musician ultimately wants to. So I don't know, like, maybe it's because I'm like, I've been on the BTS journey and I've been feeling, you know, but like the second I heard that, I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, I love this statement, like, and where it's coming. So totally understand where you guys are coming from. But the energy, though, is there, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The energy is totally there. And I mean, speaking of like the energy, like, I really liked the rapping on I'm Fine. I thought that was like more my, I don't want to say like my speed, but I guess more like my lane. I thought that was like a really, I know the word turnt is over, but it was a very turnt performance.
I'm Fine is definitely one of my favorites as well. Actually, that's kind of like one of those answer songs we were kind of talking about. I see it as the answer. There's a song called Save Me that was on, I believe it was the repackage of the Wings album there, which BTS broke 21's long-standing record for highest charting album in America, and that was on the repackage, though, and it kind of has that, it has that Bieber feel to it, right? Like,
yeah,
that,
I was totally gonna, it's like the Bieber version of EDM, and I mean that in a good way. It's,
oh,
like,
I love it.
All, as long as you love me,
yeah,
beauty and a beat,
I think it reminds me more of the, like, the Major Lazer Diplo work that they do.
Totally.
But, you know, those like whistling, you know, synthesizers and things like that. Yeah. But I love I'm Fine. And the second I heard it, I was like, oh, I'm here for this. And it's a nice sentimental little song. Dance song that, like, makes you feel emotional.
Yeah.
You know, my favorite kinds. Feeling some kind of way on the dance floor.
And And kind of in that vague realm, but Trivia Just Dance. Like, I love this, like, kind of, like, wobbly synth thing on that. Although when I pressed play, I was like, whoa, BTS covers Lady Gaga?
Oh, my gosh.
But if only, Joe. If only.
One day, maybe. Maybe one day. Yeah, no, actually, Just Dance, or Trivia Just Dance, I actually, if you like that sound, actually, I would highly suggest checking out J-Hope. Remember J-Hope? He released a solo mixtape earlier this year, separate from the group, but it became the highest charting album by a K-pop solo star on the Billboard 200, which was amazing. But it definitely has that more subtle sort of housey vibes to it, like that too. So when I heard that song, I was like, oh, this could have been on Hope World, which is the album name.
It's a dope name.
Before we move on, Hope World. I just want to say, people listening don't know this, but Jeff is rattling off all of these statistics. He doesn't have this written down.
No.
If he does, he's not looking at it, which is incredibly impressive. He's like, well, this was actually the highest charting by a K-pop solo artist.
No, this is me speaking from the heart. I mean, I really do. Yeah, it's
your chart heart.
My chart heart, indeed. You know, you guys, if you've been reading the K-pop column, you know that I'll do the chart articles about all the K-pop stuff, and there's so much exciting things happening in the scene. You know, BTS leading the way in so many ways, but yeah, there's just so much exciting things, so I'm just excited to share as many stats as I can.
Well, what else do we want to talk about with this one?
Ooh, I mean, I really like, Euphoria.
That was my favorite.
I had a feeling you were going to like that one.
Come on.
Yeah.
And like pop rock?
Yes,
I love that.
Right? And so that's actually sang by only one member, Jungkook, which is, he's the youngest member. And he has this beautiful voice, like amazing voice, one of the main vocalists. And that song's been teased for a while now. They actually put it into a trailer announcing, maybe this was even back, now my stats are falling from me, but I think it was around the Tear album that they initially teased it. But now we finally have, I mean, I played it, I literally listened to it for the first time, like in full, you know, on like my iPod this morning or maybe a couple days early. And I was like, oh, I finally have Euphoria. Because I would just play it off you. It was like 2 minutes in like a 9 minute trailer, and I always had to, like, you know, fast forward and, like, you know, play it from there. I finally have Euphoria, but I think he did such a good job with it. Like, it's, again, I think Jungkook is almost kind of like a, he reminds me of Bieber in that way too. Like, he has this really nice voice, really nice tone that works on a lot of different genres. He did a solo song on the Wings album. It was called Begin. Also gave me Bieber vibes in, like, you know, the best way possible. I just think he has this very accessible, beautiful voice in that way. And
yeah, no, the song is like a lovely synth ballad, and his voice is really, I agree, is like very beautiful.
Yeah.
It's like, shout out to Jungkook. That's
Indeed. And did you guys catch the little, like, it almost kind of has like the Super Mario little, like, sample, like the mushroom up or the level up thing?
Yes. Yeah.
I was like, huh. I was like, I didn't know people use that in music. I loved that in particular.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I'm just, and what I like too about, you know, this album is that I think it's also a good opportunity if people are new fans that they can check out some of the best tracks on the album. I think there's so much to explore on Love Yourself album. Joe, you emailed me earlier, like, why is this album 2 hours long? I was like, listen, it's only 7 new songs and a couple remixes. But I think there's a lot to explore there. And I'm quite, as a follower of the Love Yourself series, I'm very satisfied in so many ways. I mean, I don't know. Did you guys check out the music video?
I haven't watched the music
I haven't
video.
Watched it either.
Oh,
I didn't
man.
Even know there was a music video out. I'm going to have to check it out.
This is K-pop. They give it to you all like bam.
Bam.
It's like, it's the single, it's the album, it's the music video. You get it all in one. So I highly say, there's a lot of honoring of where they're from. There's actually traditional Korean instruments in the song.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I don't want to try to say their names because I'm going to say it wrong. But and there's also like a lot of traditional Korean elements of like dress and fashion and history cool. in the video as well. So I highly it's almost like a history lesson.
Love it.
All right. Cool. Well, let's listen to Euphoria.
Let's listen to Euphoria.
From the new BTS album, Love Yourself, Answer.
Yes.
Which is the third and final, I assume, right, in the Love Yourself
series.
Unless
they're going to trick us, yeah.
All right.
The surprise is coming.
All right, here it is, Euphoria. That was new BTS. Next up, we are going to talk about, this is one of my picks. It is a new Liam Payne song.
Liam.
It is called Home With You. Before we talk about the song, I have to say, I'm just like, this is like going to sound like a negging compliment, but like, I'm so surprised that like post One Direction, like we're still talking about and like taking seriously a Liam Payne solo career.
Wow.
And especially because like
very backhanded compliment.
It is a really bad, and I it's a terrible thing to say, but like I don't know, I just, you know, like historically, like not many people emerge from a boy band to have like a meaningful, relevant career, and it, especially with One Direction, you know, I think there was no one thought, you know, Liam was no one's first contender for breakout solo star, but he's had real radio success. He's a really dynamic live performer.
I want to just interrupt to in your defense a little bit. Liam himself has admitted that, like he came to Billboard. This was last year, more than a year ago, and basically was, you know, talking about how like Harry has like immediately a more defined style and sensibility, same with Zayn, and Liam needed some time to find himself. So I want to jump in and say that to make sure you're not being like, Liam seemed like the lame one coming out of One Direction.
I think
people are just like,
yeah, you just, right, you definable personality is exactly what it was. Yeah. We're kind of like not really sure where he would stand musically. Right.
Well, and it's been amazing too that, like you were kind of saying, Joe, is that like typically with boy band, girl group, whatever kind of pop group it is, usually not, there's going to be at least one who kind of doesn't really, you know, level up. But I feel like all five have done quite well for the most part, especially if we weren't kind of considering Liam a front runner. They've all done well. And he still is. And I'm happy that we have this EP now.
I think that part of it is, and we're seeing this a little bit with Fifth Harmony too, where you have multiple members making real solo careers. I think part of it is that social media age and kind of fan army age, there's more devotion to these actual members. Like you think about, you know, you didn't really have like an NSYNC fan army to the extent of like having Twitter back then. Right. So, you know, obviously there were people who were interested in JC Chazay,
yeah,
including
shout out Bianca Gracie,
yeah, shout out to Bianca Gracie,
right,
and
but fewer ways to kind of like keep track of
and
them.
Mobilize that fan base. Right. So you see, I mean, at this point, 3 One Direction members have had number one albums as solo artists: Niall, Harry, and Zayn. Liam has had a solo top 10 hit with Strip That Down. Louis is like hasn't really released a project yet, but
he's just done collaborations with other people.
Yeah, so
big people too, you know, like not to take away, you know, like he's Steve Aoki, BB REXA, you know, like people are still responding to him. He has a major deal.
Yeah. Anyway.
But anyways, Home With You.
Home With You.
Lovely song.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of it. I mean, I also feel like, you know, I don't know if it's going to be top 10, but I feel like this could be a top 40 hit, really. I mean, I don't know. What do you think about it?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
No, I don't know about that.
I like the song. It sounds a little bit kind of like an album track to me. It doesn't have like that huge. I mean, that's the thing. I didn't love Strip That Down. I think we even talked about it.
We
on
talked
this podcast,
about it, yeah.
And I was just like, you know. But at least that had like a really big hook, and I feel like this one is missing that a little bit. But yeah, I like it. Yeah.
I was surprised that he's kind of keeping this salsa Latin feel to it. I mean, he just did the J Balvin track.
Yeah, it's true.
Familiar. And I hope I said that right. And I was like, oh, is this sort of like, is this the new direction? Because Strip That Down, I thought I liked it. It was a fun pop song in that way. My favorite Liam release is actually the next song, Bedroom Floor.
I like that song a lot too.
I think it's so good. Yeah. And he was showing off that falsetto. I thought it was such, but again, there wasn't really a cohesive connection between them. Yeah. But I actually do kind of see how this sort of, how Familiar went to this new song with French Montana.
Yeah.
And I kind of dig it, if just for the sense that he's kind of defining himself, his artistic identity, maybe a bit more.
I would like to see him. This is just, I feel like I want to see like kind of the inverse of Strip That Down. I kind of want to see like a hip hop song with that uses Liam as a hook. And it's just like,
that would be awesome.
I think that would be really cool, right?
Brilliant.
So
that's a really good idea.
Let's do it, Liam. Let's
put
that
out there to the world. But yeah. Anyways, well, let's listen to it. But so it's off the First Time EP. Is this his first EP?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. So
singles.
Didn't have like an album. Right?
Yeah. So Liam Payne, the second track on the EP, it's called Home With You. Into you, home with you. Must be joshing, you kidding me. No one is that good in reality. Better than all of my fantasies. And I've seen a lot before. Yelling to you over music. Isn't the way I want to do this. Why don't we find somewhere quiet? Too many cooks in the kitchen. All right, that was Liam. Next up, let's do Jason's pick.
Yes, all right.
Sheck West. Mo Bamba.
Okay, so this song is old. Let's get that out of the way.
It's old, but it just hit the Hot 100.
Yeah, so, well, it's about to probably hit the Hot 100.
Right.
Based on, you know, the fact that it's kind of been bubbling under the Hot 100, and Drake, he just got brought out by Travis Scott with Drake.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
So Sheck West is a rapper from Harlem. A Pitchfork interview with him described his music as mosh pit rap, which I think is perfect. And this song, Mo Bamba, is starting to blow up. So Mo Bamba, for those who don't know, I'm looking at both of you.
I know the backstory.
All right, so you do know the backstory. I knew that you're a big sports fan, Jeff.
My research.
And Mo Bamba is the name of a very young basketball player who just got drafted by the Orlando Magic at number 6. So he, you know, is probably like 20 years old, and he's friends. Happens to be friends with Sheck West.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is nice,
right? I
didn't
know any of this. Yeah.
So Mo Bamba is like, basically, you know, you have some of these songs that are named after athletes, but they're usually like famous athletes. Like Mo Bamba's like not a famous athlete. Like he's like a highly touted like rookie. Like he might become good one day, but like he's never played a game in the NBA. He's about to make his debut this fall. So like you have this song named after him. That is blowing up, but you know, I'm sure, I was saying this yesterday, I'm sure a lot of people are going to be like watching basketball and being like, oh, like this guy's named after the Sheck West song or something.
Yeah.
Right. But that's pressure.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot of pressure actually.
But I love this song, man. Like this is such a fun rap song. I would love to hear this song out like at a party or a club or just, I haven't heard it on the radio yet, like while driving, but I feel like I'm going to lose my mind once I do.
Yeah, I mean, it's like super catchy, like party rap, but you kind of like what the new like era of party rap at this point, like very like sing-song, immediately recognizable melodies.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's a good flow to it, but it's also, like, kind of goofy. Like, the whole thing seems to have a bit of a wink to it.
Totally. I totally agree. The song that this most reminds me of, for those who haven't heard it yet, is Turn My Swag On by Soulja Boy, where you just have these, like...
You're always talking about Soulja Boy, though, is the thing, so...
Well, I'm not going to deny that.
At least it's not a deep cut this time.
But Turn My Swag, I mean, that whole hook is just, like, this, like, gargantuan hook that it basically envelops the entire song. There's no, like, verses, and there's not really verses to this either. It's just this massive, long, drawling hook, and I love it. So, check West. Thank you so much.
Jeff, do you have thoughts on this?
I mean, it's not my style per se, but as I'm going off about Liam Payne and BTS. But no, I mean, I did listen to it and I thought, oh, wow, there's probably going to be a hit. Because it does, like you guys were saying, that sing-songy, very catchy, hooky, just kind of the sense that, like, when you know soon enough, in the streets, you're just going to hear people kind of playing it and walking around to it and dancing to it. It just seems it almost feels like inevitable to me. So I need to get on board, essentially, is what I'm trying to say.
I think the only bad thing I can say is that I wish this had kind of like become bigger at the start of the summer. Like, I feel like this would have been really fun to hear, like, blaring out over radios.
Yeah. Right. Or like a Mo Mambo challenge or something.
Mo Mambo. Boy. Well, actually, amazingly, so he is going to wear number 5 for the Orlando Magic, so it'll be Mo Bamba number 5.
Wait, yeah.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Yes, that someone needs God to make that a real Twitter meme or YouTube video, like, right now.
That's really funny.
Because when you did send the Mo Bamba, I was like, oh my God, is he, like, making a joke? Like, I was like, is this about, like, Lou Bega or something?
If only. Oh, wow, Sheck West Lou Bega remix?
Yes.
Oh my God. Put that out into the
universe. Remix collab?
Oh, yeah.
Get in the studio together.
The mashup we need.
All right, let's listen to it. It's Sheck West. The song is Mo Bamba. And here it is. Bitch. Next and last, we are going to talk about new Kim Petras.
Yeah.
A song is called All the Time. And this is, I don't even know, like, what, single number 9 at this point from Kim Petras?
Something like that.
But for those who don't know, we talked about Kim on the podcast before, I think. German-born pop singer.
Incredible.
But, you know, English, sings in English. Really just like the kind of like ebullient, like dance floor ready, just like kind of carefree pop music that most of the like today's reigning pop divas were making, you know, 8 years ago, but all of them have kind of moved on to either their like more introspective or arty or country albums or whatever. Yep. And Kim Petras is kind of like filling that niche.
Name names, Joe. Who are you referring to?
Wow.
Just not naming names.
Jealous.
No, well, whatever. So you know that meme that's like, it's Erika Jayne saying, she said it on her show, or on The Real Housewives, I'm going to give the gays everything they want.
Oh.
And then someone took the meme and like changed the caption to all the pop divas for the last 8 years, I'm going to give the gays nothing that they want.
Oh,
I feel like Kim Petras is like doing what we need. Like, she's giving us
so
the
right,
like, party pop music, the like, you know, like, tomorrow doesn't exist type of like fun pop music. And that's basically what All the Time is. It's not super different from what she's done before, but it sounds fantastic. It's immediately catchy. It's just like great electro pop.
Yeah.
But what do you think of it, Jeff?
Yeah. I mean, I just think Kim, she's, it's not it's not necessarily like the trend right now, but it's that big pop music that we're not, that we, that is missing from like you were saying, the pop divas, you know. I kind of was listening to this song particularly and thought, okay, it kind of has like a Katy Perry vibe, maybe third album vibe. Like got a bit of those like vintage synthy 80s synths elements to it, which is something she's played with in the song and in her past songs, but this one kind of has it a bit more pronounced. And I felt like also it had, this one had a bit more personality to it. I felt like I got like a bit more like fun playfulness from her. Maybe because all the songs, they're fun, they're sexy, they're dance floor ready, like we were saying. But this one, I felt like you got to see a little more playful side of her. So I really like her and her stuff.
I don't really have that much more to add. I agree that it's not really like a change up for her, but I don't want to change up. I just want more of these songs. She performed this before she released it at Billboard's Hot 100 Festival.
Shout out Billboard Hot 100 Fest.
I was in the front row dancing like a goon. And some of our colleagues were there and were like, what the hell is Jason doing? I have no regrets.
Yeah, no, I mean, I saw her play DC Pride a few months ago. And the thing that really surprised me, again, I'm going to backhand compliment here, but it was how incredible her voice is live. Like, she can actually sing, which, you know, you listen to, I mean, that's the thing with like super polished studio pop, is you listen to it and even when the voice sounds good, you're like, well, of course it sounds good because this is like been run through the studio polish machine ringer for like hours and hours. But her voice live, like even like she stepped back from the mic for a second. I was listening to her sing a cappella. It was like actually fantastic, like a really impressive, powerful vocalist, which you wouldn't necessarily get from just listening to it. But yeah, I mean, the song is fantastic. We're still waiting on the full length. I mean, I feel like at this point we're probably going to get an album's worth of songs before we get an album, which, you know, hey, it's 2018. Whatever, like, man.
Well, and I saw a recent interview she did, and I forget who reps her, but she was kind of saying she has the ability, or she likes her ability to be able to put out music at her own pace, and she doesn't have to wait for labels and things like that. And I'm almost thinking, I mean, and I'm just like, would like 12 tracks of just these like hard hitting pop songs like all at once, would that be like almost too much? Is it better to get them in like little meals and like these courses that kind of just keep being served to us, you know? Like
I hear you on that.
I'm kind of wondering. I'm putting it out there, just asking
the
questions.
She just like dominates New Music Friday once every like 2 months. I'm cool with that.
I mean, you know, like maybe she has themes on different EPs or something like that. Like, I think there are ways. I know we're like, I think it's very American of us to be like, we want the album, we want the whole album, you know, like, but like, and of course I want lots of new music from her, but I am not upset by her output so far, you know, like it's been consistent and good. And there feels like there's always something right. I'm still listening to Can't Do Better. Can't Do Better was the most recent.
That was great.
Like that one was just so perfect pop and Katy Perry wishes.
Ballad throwback.
Like Katy Perry probably would have released that song if she could have, you know, it just like, it was like that. I am not upset, I guess, with how Kim's been going. I just think it's like an interesting take. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I think especially when you have like dance pop singles that are like so shiny and, you know, like polished, like there's an element where, it's like it almost, it like belongs on a playlist more so than it does like listening to 12 of those in a row. Like you want that within the context of other sounds from other artists, you know?
Yeah. I mean, but Carly Rae Jepsen can do it.
That's true. That's true.
And that was worth it. Yeah. Maybe the album's going to be like that much better, you know? Like,
right.
Maybe. So that's what my hope is, at least.
But yeah, I'm certainly not angry about her existing as a singles artist at this point.
You do want, like you guys referenced Katy Perry. It does make me wonder, like, if these songs had come out in 2010, how huge is Kim Petras right now?
Right.
I don't know.
We'll never know.
We'll never know.
She was literally, I think, like 8 at that time. Yeah. She's very young.
Yeah. I don't know if she's that, but
Okay, she was like
younger,
14.
Certainly. All right, well, let us listen to it. It's Kim Petras. Song is called All the Time. Yeah, I wake up in the morning and forget where I've been. Every time right. That's what we got for this podcast.
What a podcast.
What a pod. Jeff, thank you so much for stopping by to chat. And thank you so much for sharing your, I mean, insurmountable K-pop knowledge.
Yes.
Okay. Of course. I mean, yes, you're welcome.
You're like, okay.
I'm fine.
Thank you for having me. it was awesome.
You got a new episode next week. I won't be around, but you got some... You got some good stuff coming up next week.
Well, let's put a pin in that and we'll chat later.
Ooh.
Whoa.
But yeah, we got Troye Sivan.
Am I
going to
be
up.
Around next week?
Yeah, exactly. I've canceled all your travel plans, whatever they are. So sorry, you can't leave the office for the next week. All right. Well, thank you for listening, and we will catch you next time.
Love See you, Troye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.